This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
You hear this, Jerry?
Yeah.
We lost Olivia Newton-John.
I saw that.
73 years old. This is the first movie I recall going to see. Grease, 1978.
I think my first one for real was The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Whatever year that was.
That I don't know. But I'm sure I went to see Star
1980.
Wars. And Star Wars was like 1977, I think.
Correct.
But I recall going to the drive-in theater to see Grease.
Nice. Were you in love with Olivia Newton-John?
Oh, yeah, Jerry. And then I used to perform the Grease songs in my house in front of the mirror. Grease Lightning.
You want to do that for us today?
But this is a great song. You're the One That I Want.
Yeah.
This is a great song.
It's fine.
And I saw a really cool video on YouTube, and it's many years old now, but it's when Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta were older, many years past Grease, and she was performing, and she brought him out, and they sang the song together.
Nice.
And that's a guy who seems very shy now.
He's also had a lot of tragedy in his life.
Yeah, but he was really into it. He was singing, "You're the one that I want."
I like Grease.
Loved Grease.
I did. Grease, too, a little.
No, you can never
goofy.
Go for part two.
It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great.
She also had hits with Physical. Remember that one, Jerry?
I do, yes.
When we were all into aerobics in the
80s. Right.
Let's get physical.
That was the time of, what was his name?
Richard Simmons?
Yes, who's disappeared. I know he's still alive.
He's still alive, but he's disappeared.
Completely disappeared, yeah.
Yep. And Xanadu, which we were near yesterday. Well,
yes.
I guess it's called the Mall of America or America
Whatever
Mall.
Whatever it's called. The American Dreams.
American Dreams.
Yes. Have you ever been in there?
No, I'm not going there.
I saw, there was a rumor that G was there with his family in the water park.
That seems like trouble.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like indoor malls. It seems like a lot of teenagers hang out.
There's teenagers in there. Well, malls are actually dead right now.
Yeah, but I feel like that mall's got a lot of teenagers running
around.
I don't know. I'm not interested in that.
I would like to go see it, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's right there. It's 40 minutes from our house. We've never even gone.
Yeah, it was cool, too, driving to Giants Camp yesterday, seeing the big outdoor Ferris wheel all lit up. I didn't even know there was a Ferris wheel out there. I thought everything was indoors.
Well, because everything, you don't go that way on the turnpike ever.
That's true.
Oh, but then again, with your season tickets for the Giants and Jets, you must have just missed them last year. No concerts at MetLife Stadium for you recently?
No, I haven't been there in a long time.
Mm. Okay. I would like to go see it, though. At some point.
All right.
But yes, very sad, though, that she passed away.
Yes.
Breast cancer, correct?
Correct. Which she battled for many, many years.
Horrible.
Many
didn't,
years.
Didn't Suzanne Summers had that, too, didn't she?
I'm not sure about.
No, I'm pretty sure she did.
I believe she's still alive, Suzanne Summers.
She is.
And in fact, she says, now she's like in her 70s as well. She says that her and her husband make love multiple times a day. False.
Why?
There's no way.
You ever see Sting? Talk about him and his wife?
Yeah, Trudy.
It's not multiple times. It's for hours on end.
Well, a tantric, they call that. That's what Sting practices. This guy.
Do you practice that? I don't mean with Gina. I mean with yourself.
I do not practice tantric anything, Jerry. Now, I know you're not a fan of Netflix documentaries.
No, that's not true. I'm not a fan of the ones you send me.
Well, like I asked you if you were interested in the Manti Te'o one that's
not
coming up.
Not even remotely.
That's a series
Remember
called...
how I said I couldn't pay you to watch a training camp practice?
Yeah.
You couldn't pay me to sit down and watch that.
That's a Netflix series called Untold.
Not interested.
Okay, so they put out another trailer for another one.
I'm not interested in this one either. I'll tell you why. Go ahead, tell us what
it is. This one's called Operation Flagrant Foul.
I'm going away with this guy already.
It's the story of Tim Donaghy betting on an NBA game.
It's not Donaghy. Tom Donaghy. You lose, never mind.
Donaghy. He's in the documentary.
Who cares?
I'm interested.
He wrote a book. Other people wrote books. It's enough. We know what he did.
But a book, Jerry?
Not going to learn anything. Yes, you actually have to read it.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit down and read a book. Will I sit down and watch a documentary? Yes, I will.
I'm not interested. It's enough.
Let me ask you this. Let's say you had to choose the Manti Te'o story or the Tim Donaghy story. Which one are you choosing? I'm forcing you to watch one of them.
One on tantric sex.
You're in a headlock,
Jerry.
I'm not interested in
either one. The last one you sent me that I enjoyed was that woman who got caught up with the scam guy, and she had the restaurant.
Bad Vegan.
That one I liked.
That I liked. Sports-related.
It wasn't.
I am very involved in
sports. But maybe that's it, though. Maybe because I've kind of been through, and we lived through the Manti Te'o thing, the Tim Donaghy thing. What are we really going to learn? I might learn something. Who cares at this point?
I just like when the people involved, like Manti Te'o is in that documentary, Tim Donaghy is in this documentary, when those people are involved.
But they've done interviews before. We've heard from them.
If we heard from them in a book, Jerry, did we really hear
just,
from them?
No. They did the interview circuit.
Yeah, I forget. I lose
interest.
But then time goes by, I'm interested again.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm interested in both.
You'd probably
be
interested in Monica Lewinsky with a new documentary at this point.
Well, actually, a couple years ago, A&E did a documentary about that whole thing, and I was interested. I watched the whole thing.
Shocking. Was that during the Super Bowl you watched it? World Series game?
During the AFC and NFC championship games. I was like, let me see.
Skip Yankees, Red Sox, Mets, Braves. What did you pass on to watch
let
that?
Let me see what documentaries are available right now.
I really do. You know I like documentaries, but just not on...
Not on sports scandals you've lived through and seen and heard of.
That are years past.
Okay.
It's over. What are we going to do with that, with any information? You're going to come do a segment on it? Like, who cares? And take calls on it?
No, not take calls on it.
Yeah, so whatever.
But I'm interested
in
watching.
I'd like a documentary on Boomer Esiason.
NFL.
MVP.
No, you know what? That would have to do Football Life.
Yes. Have they never done one on him?
Boomer, you ever do a Football Life documentary?
No.
Nope.
Wow.
Sign them up. Let's go. You and I, Jerry, can executive produce that.
I would do that.
EPs.
And then they can talk to us.
Yes.
Like his post-playing life career people.
The only thing these documentaries are interested in is if you had a scandal.
So well, not the Football Life. That's not true.
No, right. Not Football Life. You're right.
But documentaries, yes. Otherwise, what's the story?
Well,
I have swollen testicles.
Well, there'd be a story.
Follow that line
immediately.
That would be, I suppose.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerry, a couple of NFL notes, I heard, spoiler alert, I heard Boomer's kind of doing a sports minute on this.
Okay.
Or at least on one of these. NFL wants the referees to focus on illegal contact.
I love this.
You like this?
No, the next one you're going to talk about.
And we like this. NFL wants them to focus on illegal contact fouls during the 2022 season.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care about that one. It's the next one you're going
to read. Which is a prohibited contact by a defender when the QB still has the ball in the pocket.
I'm a little too quick with that. That I don't care for. It's the next one. Read the next one.
This one's
awesome.
Another point of clarification.
This is righting a wrong.
The NFL wants referees to center this around roughing the passer fouls. They don't want flags thrown for minor contact to the helmet.
Thank God.
Or below the knee. There is nothing worse, you're right, than when a guy brushes the side of a quarterback's helmet.
Hand just glances the side.
And they're like, 15 yards,
Or even when a guy is like on the ground and he just grabs for the ankle. Like, what are you supposed to do? That's not forcible contact. Good.
They want forcible. When you clobber a guy in the head.
That's fine. I agree with that. Now, it's still subjective, but at least it'll make more sense now when you see what they call and what they don't call. I would hope.
Now, there is thought, though, that first one that you didn't care for, the illegal contact fouls, that's going to increase more, people are going to be very annoyed at.
Well, especially when you get some of these crews that are known to call a lot of penalties.
Yeah.
You might have a flag every other play.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
I don't know. How is a defender, like a cornerback, say, how are you supposed to defend a wide receiver if you can't? I know you can't touch them beyond the 5 yards. I understand that. But they do. And they let a lot go. If you're saying no contact until the quarterback lets go of the football, right? Isn't that what it is?
Well, if he's still in the pocket.
Ugh.
So if you're rolling out, you could tackle the wide receiver.
I don't know if you can tackle.
He's out of the pocket.
He's out of the pocket. Yeah, I don't know.
He's out of the pocket, Jerry.
This one might. I like the second group
Me too.
Of corrections. The first one, not so much.
Right.
They want more scoring.
More?
I don't know. More points, more home runs.
Jerry, football does not have home runs in it.
You know what I mean. More scoring.
All right, so you're for that one, you're not for one. Well, you're for one, not the other.
Correct. I think the NFL has too many rules, too.
Me too.
Especially for guys have gotten so big, so strong, so fast. Like, just the notion of a 6'5", 280-pound monster who is, you know, driving through a left tackle, and the hand goes up and swipe. It's too much. There are too many rules. Too many rules.
And it's weird. Sometimes you'll see the guys, like, on a deep pass. They'll let them be
depends on the officiating.
Be touching and pushing around
right.
each other.
And that's where... And I know you can't make excuses, but the officials, they play so much into these games.
And then I like when they go in the playoffs. So we let them play. We let them play in the freaking regular season,
too. It'd be really good. Netflix should do a documentary on officials.
Oh, Jerry. I would watch a Netflix documentary on the official who called the Dez Bryant catch not a catch.
Oh, or the NBA guy that might have, like, fixed games.
Tim Donaghy you're talking about? I would love to watch that.
And you will. Yes, the one in Green Bay. By the way... You know me. I love the Cowboys. I don't think that was a catch. They still do that. Like, they're still like a hashtag, Dez caught it. Actually, he didn't.
Right, he trapped it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the ball did hit the ground. So, whatever. It is what it is.
And then...
Real quick.
Just for people who are coming out to Jets camp or Giants camp, do not throw footballs at the players you want to sign them.
Yeah, they did that in Buffalo.
This happened in Buffalo. Bills. Yep, somebody threw... By the way, they threw a football to Josh Allen when he was running off the field. That was still in the box, the football was.
Wow.
I just threw it at him.
Did he throw it back at them?
No, but he said, disrespectful.
Not the smartest thing you can do.
Better than throwing a marital aid on the field.
Is it, though?
Josh, sign my marital aid.
All right, quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. We'll get you to Boomer and Geo Jets camp on this Tuesday here on The Fan. Right now, an Odyssey Sports Minute. Not Boomer this day. It's actually Amy Lawrence.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, a couple more minutes. We'll get to the Boomer and Geo live from Jet Camp. Just waking up, the Yankees did win in Seattle. However, Matt Carpenter broke his foot, fouling a ball off, and the Mets beat the Reds with us.
I know, Jerry, like wins and losses for pitchers is weird now.
Stupid, actually, yeah.
Stupid, but I notice this every time he pitches, and he's pitching tonight for the Mets, Carlos Carrasco. Guy's 12. He's 12-4.
Yeah.
Like
and yet he would be, out of the five starters, it might be the last guy I pick.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would think he has.
Well, it's like run support, though, too. I mean, I don't know what his ERA is. I'm sure it's around 3, which is fine. But do you think all the times that DeGrom has pitched in the past few years when he's been healthy and they don't score for him and then other guys go out there and they score 7 runs a game? It's wins and losses are weird. Just look at the ERA and things like that.
Jerry, this guy 12-4, I'd start him first in the playoffs.
You would not start him over Scherzer or DeGrom. No, you wouldn't.
Got more wins. What's that, Booms?
Is it around 1?
Well, what's his ERA? Jerry's very concerned with his ERA.
Well, I'm going to say around 3-ish. ERA. 3.2.
3.45.
Okay, which is good. That's okay. But that's not like DeGrom's 1.5.
I suppose, Jerry, if that's what you find important, I find wins. When right. I was a kid, wins and losses is what matters.
Wins and losses for pitchers do not matter. Wins and losses for the team matter.
And by the way, Gerrit Cole pitches tonight against Luis Castillo.
How about that?
That's going to be a battle. Of course, no one will see it. It's going to happen in the middle of the night.
Well, you could watch it back on the highlights, I suppose.
I will watch back on the highlights, yeah, Jerry. Who do you like in that victory?
I'm going to take Seattle tonight.
Is that right?
Yes.
Over Gerrit
Cole. I actually
Cole.
Took Seattle last night, and they blew up my three-team parlay.
They ruined
I had
for
the
you?
Orioles, Mets, and Mariners last night. No good.
What would that have netted you? $1,000?
No, I bet $75. I think it was going to net me $6-something.
You bet 75 bucks on a...
I feel pretty good about it.
WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.